Hello, welcome back to another episode of A Little Atypical. My name is Leija. You can call me Lei. What we talk about here is really glowing up, mindset tips, and all those things. There was no better time for me to address this subject. It girl culture is not something new. It has been around for as long as I can remember. I always found it interesting that being it always usually pertained to the feminine, but besides that, I was thinking about this deeply with how the way things are right now. It girl culture a lot of times exudes to celebrities, but in a time where inflation is insane right now, it is increased grocery store prices, it is a constant struggle with finding and maintaining jobs, because even if you found a job, depending on your industry, that you could get laid off. And I'm not saying that to be pessimistic, but I'm saying it to be realistic, because I know when it comes down to talking about career and everything like that, people always have constant arguments of 9-to-5s versus like more of a freelance space. And my take on that is, personally, nothing is stable. A 9-to-5 requires the company you work for still finding you valuable. With content creation, it's your audience that you need to still kind of convince them that you are valuable and worthy of your position. So I just feel like no matter what you do, there is still a sense of instability, and it's all about a person's skill set, what they feel comfortable in, and all of that. But I do think, like, sometimes you need both. Like, I think that you need an income outside of your first income, and we have to talk about it, because when we're talking about glowing up, we can't ignore the financial part of it, the economic part of it, which is why we kind of have to talk about this. And I'm not saying we can completely blame the conditions of the world. Well, yes, that is a huge aspect of it. We have to wonder what else is causing it. Like, there are some things that are outside of our control and some things that are within our control, including our work ethic and stuff like that. And regardless of what you feel about work culture and everything like that, I think we can all agree that the atmosphere we have right now is extremely exhausting. Maybe it's the access to everyone else's life that we constantly feel like we have to keep up with people, keep up with life, and especially when it comes to looking at celebrities and celebrity culture. And originally I was gonna do an episode about individuality, but then I came across something so much more interesting, and with the timing of the Met Gala and everything that happened with that, I think this is a good time to jump in. So let's talk celebrity culture for a second. So starting with the Met Gala, even though I didn't personally watch it, I kind of read about it, seen people talking about the stuff that went down this past week in regards to, let's just start with a theme. So the theme was A Garden of Time, which from what I gathered in my research is a short story. To summarize, it's about the evolution of time and human history through time and how time marches on. It focuses on money and wealth cannot hold back the destruction nor death forever. Very interesting theme. So the reason I'm starting with this is because from there was a creator that went there. She wore an outfit kind of inspired by Marie Antoinette. And I'm not gonna hold you, I had to really look back at my history because I was just trying to figure out why it was so significant, but it matters in this context. So basically, she filmed herself saying, let them eat cake, which when you research it, it said that she probably did not say that, Marie Antoinette. Essentially what she was known for was being the Queen of France in a time where France was at an economic downfall. That matters in this context because while people are at home struggling with groceries, some people are struggling with groceries, struggling to manage to keep a job, and just different thing aspects. And then in a sense, we have the most capabilities to look into others' lives now given social media. I do think this has a major effect in how we see our lives, how we see ourselves. This is something not new. So going back to what I was saying, this is an interesting concept. So what we're going to be talking about in this section is the It Girl versus the People's Princess. The It Girl is a young woman who achieves celebrity status because of her socialite lifestyle. So when you think of It Girl, what comes to mind? Because when I was doing my notes, the main part of it was that the It Girl feels like a fantasy. The It Girl feels more aspirational than inspirational. Essentially, the main part about being an It Girl feels like it's out of reach. So I saw a content creator on YouTube do a video about this, and this is going to be in the show notes links that is going to be hopefully on my blog, but it may take a while to upload because that is something that's going to be new. And because of that, I have to kind of backtrack. But anyways, so she basically does a video about this, the change from people wanting It Girls to the People's Princess. And with the People's Princess, it does refer more to celebrities, but I do think that we have to talk about this in the sense of a regular person too. Because what comes to mind with the People's Princess is it's someone that's like normal, everyday, and attainable. And also another key aspect of it is authenticity. So I find this interesting because even though through my time in college, authenticity was something that came up so often throughout my classes. So we would be just talking about beauty brands and everything like that and how using influencers made it more relatable. And the interesting aspect of this is, what point does it get to when an influencer stops being relatable? That people can stop enjoying them and start envying them, you know? And I do think in a time where there is so much economic struggle, that influencer culture and celebrity culture is going to take a hit. Unless they are more, I guess, obtainable and seem more down to earth about the things going on throughout life, in the world, and everything of such. Because people are sick of it. And even someone like me who is more an aspiring influencer, I think having enough awareness is going to be what makes or breaks someone in the future. Because even though sometimes people want the aspirational, the fantasy, and you can like think about this in the context of, I don't know if you've read this personally, but I was reading Robert Greene's Art of Seduction just out of curiosity. At one point, it was a huge book on TikTok, but a lot of people either loved it or hated it because they felt like it had dark energy and such, and it just felt very, I guess, icky in that terms. For me, because I studied marketing, I know how much like dark psychology actually goes into marketing and how people like use certain things to their advantage, from human traits to seduction and just a bunch of different things. And I'm gonna be like so real about that. One key thing that I remember from, I didn't finish the book, but I partly read it, is that some people are really drawn to the fantasy, that it takes them out of their reality. And I think that's why influencers, celebrities still do the things they do. Like, on some levels, yes, they may be out of touch, especially if they were born into wealth. Even on the other end of people who weren't born into wealth could become easily out of touch and ungrounded. One key point that I do think that the other creators' content focused on is more about gatekeeping. And I remember it was also a good amount about overconsumption. This kind of brings me to my last point, which is stop keeping up with XYZ. Stop keeping up with the Joneses. Just focus on you. Becoming your own It Girl, guy, person, however you identify. In a sense, if we keep focusing on the things we think we need, we're not focusing on the foundation, okay? at least from my perspective, I know this may be different for everyone, I think having your health is one of the most foundational things you can do. Good hygiene, one of the most foundational things you can do. Having a roof over your head is another foundational thing. And having like a place to live, a place to stay. There are some things that are foundational and then there are things that are not, and everything else depends on where you're at. And I do think that with the concept of being an it girl, we sometimes put ourselves in situations that could have honestly been avoided if we weren't comparing ourselves. One part about glowing up is finance, economics, and such. In terms of celebrity culture, one thing I did forget to mention in the previous section is about Block Out 2024, but even though this has been a long time coming because of growing frustration about our economy, we can go back to when cereal companies suggested to have cereal for dinner, how people reacted to that, because the fact is we shouldn't have to denourish ourselves. I know that having something is better than having nothing, but it's the fact like we should be able to afford things that are more nutritious for ourselves and for our family. It girl culture pushes us to think we have to go into the best restaurants, have the best clothing, have the best everything, and overconsume, and there's always more. And some of the things we buy, and a lot of times we don't even need. Like, for example, like if you're a person who does not have terrible skin, right? I'm not talking about like, and you're very young, okay? You do not need to worry about collagen and stuff like that. Worry about protecting your skin with sunscreen, of course, but you don't need that at the moment. You don't need certain things. It's not an issue at this point of time. And yet, we spend so much of our time and energy fretting about those things, when really, sometimes you just need the foundation. On top of that, one thing I did want to add was about, honestly, the ice purse. This is more of a general complaint, but I think one thing that kind of inspired my section about growing frustration was the ice purse. Because when I looked it up, right, which it was basically a block of ice with a rose inside, it turns out the worth of it is like 22.5k, which is crazy and insane. And then even like one thing that inspired me to do something I wanted to do for a long time, which was start a digital product business, was the fact that there was a company selling 8 bowls of ice for $32. And the reason why I want to bring this up does connect back to the point of being an it girl. Because I do think with being your own type of it girl, it person, whatever, has to do with what you prioritize and how you make opportunities for yourself. One day I was like just researching a topic to talk about and how I could talk about this further, and something came up that really bothered me. So this person was telling a story about how someone passed away at their workplace, how little acknowledgement or zero acknowledgement the company had. And that caused a click in my brain. Yes, everyone dies. People die from their own bodies not being able to function, at the recklessness of other people, and at the intentional hurt of other people, and sometimes at the hands of ourselves. But there was something so disheartening about hearing that. If I gave my life to something that at the end of my time, it won't mean anything, I think that is one of the most disturbing thought. Like, because one thing I had such a deep thought about like a while ago was the fact that our system goes against providing our most basic needs. Okay, like our basic needs are food, water, shelter, right? And on some levels health, but food, water, shelter, I'm talking about what we learn in school. For you to have food, you need money. For you to have shelter, you need money. For you to have fresh drinking water, you need money. So then it goes into safety and security. The only way to provide safety and security for you and your family is having a job. But what does a job require? People to like you long enough and determine how well you fit in, to determine if you're good enough in their eyes. So sometimes we have to then mold ourselves into this person in order for job security, in order to network, in order to fit in, because that secures a job, being likable and a sense of loving and belonging. If people love you, if people feel like you belong, then your job is secure. And then it goes down to, well, technically goes up to, because this is all going based on, I think it's Maslow's hierarchy of needs. I think that's how you say their name. I always get it wrong. But if you look at that from that perspective, that our basic needs come from things that are higher of level, then that's just such a weird and crazy thought. And that is why we need to stop keeping up with the Joneses and focus on making our own opportunities. Focus on building stability for whatever way that means. And I think this is just your general reminder. That is something I truly wanted to discuss today and just have like a raw conversation about. Wrapping up, I do think the People's Princess is good in theory, but I don't know if it's something that's going to be sustainable. We always go with this back and forth conversation about authenticity. I think the idea of being authentic, if it was that simple, what it means to be authentic, that it wouldn't be something that every year it comes up as, this is what the people want, you know? I do think sometimes people are caught in between wanting to be authentic versus wanting to please and fulfill other people's ideas of what's right and what's wrong. But I also feel like if you go back within yourself and you know your values, you know what you believe is right and what's wrong, if you go back into yourself and that becomes like your it person quality, because that's another thing. I don't think being an it girl or guy or person needs to be something selfish. I think you can honor connection, honor caring about other people, honor social responsibility, and still build your life the way you envision it. But this episode was more of a food for thought, just, I know, part of the time complaining, ranting. For our card pull of the episode, we got the Black Egg, which is a spirit card. Black Egg, speaking from an authentic voice, the truth. The Black Egg contains one of life's essential treasures, the truth. Inside it resides no confusion, excuses, small talk, noise, or lies, not even white ones. This living and breathing vessel harbors only that which rings true. When this essence is in balance, we speak slowly and clearly. We are drawn to activities like writing, reading, teaching, singing, or perhaps public speaking. Sounds draw us in, books draw us in, the concept of truth itself draws us in. We start asking questions like, what do I know to be true about myself? And what is true about the world? When the energy of the Black Egg is not yet accessed, we speak from an unsure place. We say things others want to hear, gossip, or repeat stories to justify our subpar behavior. We might even try to convince ourselves that we have no inner truth at all. The energy of the Black Egg hovers and waits for us to reconnect. It is available at every moment in every situation. It is the epic center of truth, the birthplace of our voice. The Black Egg and the fifth chakra. The subtle essence of this card resides at the base of the throat, at the Vishuddha chakra. The ancient sages saw this center as the hub that governs our speech and expression. Vishuddha translates as especially pure. The balance of this center is important for all of us, but is especially essential for writers, editors, musicians, and teachers. I felt like this card was the perfect way to pull together everything I wanted to talk about today, because I do think that sometimes I do appear as scattered sometimes, but to summarize this entire point is we are in times that are not easy. We want it to be easier, and even if this time isn't that hard for us, it is probably a hard time for other people. We have to be conscious in the sense of doing things that provides a sense of security for us. Like I was talking about with the job thing, yes, in some people's cases, they need to work harder. But in other people's cases, you can't control if a company sees you as acceptable or not acceptable. Because again, a truth is people have bias, right? And you have to be down to earth about the things happening around you, but you also have to be down to earth enough that you don't know everyone's situation. So even the things that are possible for you to do right now, not everyone can do. And even the things that are not possible for you right now that you want to do, it is okay to be where you're at and build towards it. Sometimes you have to look at, instead of becoming the best you, and let's say the best you is like traveling the world or whatever, a better you to be able to do that would be maybe planning the trip, seeing how much it would cost, and then working to that amount. Or, you know, like talking to people and seeing how you can realistically get the budget down if you see the best version of you traveling, you know? Or maybe start with smaller weekend travels and explore what's around you until you can explore more. So I just think this was the perfect way to wrap up this episode. And for what I am grateful for, honestly, I am the most grateful for being able to try new things. Because lately, like I mentioned in this episode, I am creating a bunch of digital products for you guys. It is on my blog, simplylay.com. And obviously, I have a lot of free content over there, but I'm mostly making things to accompany your mindset work. And this is something I had deep interest in for such a long time. And actually doing it, regardless that even though there are things that I don't know yet, like I don't know nothing about sales, but I'm not gonna let that stop me from trying, because in my head I can always learn. So I can do the parts I know now, you know? Designing was something I did a lot throughout college. That was my minor, design thinking. And I like the idea of combining it with my integrative wellness minor. And because obviously I am someone who is very passionate about wellness, self-care, glowing up, mindset, whatever, it just feels like I'm bringing everything that I learned on the side together. And even if I'm not doing what my major was for, that doing the other things I learned and combining them and making it my own just feels so right. This is your reminder not to let things deter you away. So yeah, we're just going to end off with that. So I really hope you enjoyed this episode. Have a good day, evening, or night. I got to unpack some groceries. So yeah. Okay, bye.